This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The UN's humanitarian coordinator in Ukraine on Thursday said she was deeply disturbed at the relentless attacks on civilians and civilian infrastructure in Kharkiv, which have been continuing virtually non-stop for nearly 2 weeks. Denise Brown said civilian lives must be protected during conflict by all sides, but in Kharkiv in recent days they have instead been targeted in their homes, with businesses and transport links damaged and attacked. My thoughts are with the families who've lost their loved ones due to strikes, she said, adding that as a result of the appalling attacks, thousands of civilians, including some older people and persons with disabilities, have been forced to flee, leaving their entire lives behind. UN and humanitarian partners have been supporting evacuees from the outlying villages of Kharkiv, close to the Russian border, Ukraine's second city. Here's UN Children's Fund UNICEF's top official in Ukraine, Munir Mamadzadeh, speaking to UN News on Wednesday about the impact of the latest offensive.
Of course, each and every relocation or displacement is lifetime trauma for these children. They were already traumatized since the escalation of the war. And as you know, these frontline areas were regularly attacked and shelled. So they were already experiencing mental health problems.
Thousands of innocent lives will be lost if the international community fails to respond to ominous signs of another bloodbath of the mostly Muslim Rohingya minority in Myanmar's Rakhine State, an independent UN human rights expert said on Thursday. The UN Human Rights Council appointed Special Rapporteur monitoring Myanmar, Tom Andrews, said the world seems to be failing a desperate people in their hour of peril, while a hate-driven, unnatural disaster unfolds in real time. Hundreds of thousands of Rohingya fled systematic attacks by Burmese security forces in 2017, crossing the border into Bangladesh in what the then UN human rights chief described as a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. Mr. Andrews said there were alarming and credible reports of killings and forced disappearances and widespread arson across northern Rakhine in recent days, warranting an immediate emergency response by the international community. With multiple armed groups operating in Rakhine as insurgents battle forces of the military junta for control, he called on all combatants to observe international humanitarian law. Mechanisms to provide emergency humanitarian aid must be immediately established, and all parties must support the robust infusion of aid into Rakhine, the experts said. And finally, a group of independent UN rights experts on Thursday applauded the unprecedented ruling from the International Tribunal for the Law of the Sea earlier this week that countries have an obligation to reduce carbon emissions. The ruling said emissions which are stoking global warming qualify as marine pollution. It's the first ruling of three cases seeking advisory opinions from international courts on climate change measures. The UN experts said the judgment provides timely guidance and makes an explicit reference to human rights issues. The tribunal ruled that countries have obligations to protect the marine environment from climate change impacts and ocean acidification. It's being seen as an important victory for small island developing states, which are on the front line of climate change, who are gathering in Antigua and Barbuda next week for a major conference to chart the way forward for sustainable development. The experts said obligations placed on countries under maritime law are essential for climate change mitigation and adaptation, as well as for healthy ecosystems to effectively and equitably tackle the triple planetary crisis that undermines the effective enjoyment of human rights. Special rapporteurs and other UN rights experts are not UN staff and are independent from any government or organisation. Matt Wells, UN News.